This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
At 9:32, Jacksonville's morning news continues, and Market Days is about to begin here just outside of the Student Union and along the beautiful waterway, the pond, at overlooking the green at the University of North Florida campus. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, Benjamin Fridkiss. And if you've lived here long enough, you know that health care, nursing are all critical components of Jacksonville's economy and emerging opportunities that exist. We've seen an explosion of both need and needs being met, thanks in large part to what's happening here at the University of North Florida. And the interim dean of the Brooks College of Health is May Zhao, who's been with UNF for 21 years now?
Yes.
Wow, so you have seen that tremendous growth. Can you kind of walk me back 21 years ago, and what were you all doing in the College of Health then?
Exactly. Well, thank you. And first of all, come to UNF and on this very beautiful sunny day. And very soon you're going to see so many students. Students from our college alone, today we have more than 3,000 students in Brooks College of Health. And this number, I think, more than tripled compared to 21 years ago when I joined. 21 years ago, if you look at around this area, none of these buildings existed. So only 39 was there. So I see all these amazing changes over the past two decades. And I'm very proud to be a part of UNF and now lead the Brooks College of Health.
It has been a strategic area of focus for a number of years, health and healthcare in our community. How do you utilize the resources that are available around us in the community? We talk so many times during the Care-a-thon every year for the Child Cancer Fund, for example, about when a child gets a cancer diagnosis, chances are really high they don't have to travel. They can stay in Northeast Florida because the wealth of healthcare. How are you tapping into that?
Exactly. Well, we are very fortunate. We are located in a healthcare supported and focused town. Mayo Clinic is right down the way, and Baptist, St. Vincent Ascension, and also HCA. So all these are our big supporters and partners. I'll give you an example. The last several years, Mayo Clinic, HCA, Baptist, financially supported for our line funding application. This year alone, we got $1.42 million from both the state lines funding and Mayo Clinic and HCA. So that is a program that try to enhance and improve our nursing education, called Linking Industry Education to Nursing Education. So basically, that program alone helped our nursing students. Right now, our nursing students, every year over the past 2 years, were increasing 130% of enrollment. So now every year, we are admitting 330 students for three semesters. Each semester, about 110 students. That number tripled compared to a few years ago. So we also have a PT program, the physical therapy program. You know, we are getting older in this community. So many population moved to Florida, Jacksonville. And in the past 20 years alone, town center did not exist. So I look at it now. And because of the growth of the population, we have a huge demand and need for healthcare. So our physical therapy and the athletic training, exercise science, also nutrition students, public health, health admin students, these are all the majors that in Brooks College Health. So we are very proud that we could provide the talent to help the community, to provide the care the community needs.
And the technology to study those things have changed drastically as well.
Yes, and I think AI, now everybody's talking about AI. Brooks College Health also hosts an annual health symposium here for the past 3 years. This year will be October 23rd through 24th. Every year, about 600 participants. These are the healthcare leaders, national, local, international, including international leaders. They come to Jacksonville, come to UNF, and they are the keynote speakers, they are the panelists. And also the participants are the physicians, nurses, therapists, technicians, healthcare leaders, our students, faculty. So these expert students and healthcare providers are gathered together to to discuss what is going on in healthcare, how we can use technology like AI to improve health and outcome.
How can you keep up with the pace of need for nurses, for physical therapists, when you're only so big? Are you struggling to keep up, and is funding able to keep up with it?
Well, good question. That's why we are having the Giving Day coming in about 6 days.
April 1st.
April 1st,
yep.
Yes. We need support. Considering you have to double your enrollments. This year, our mental health counseling program is doubling their enrollments. And when we double in the enrollments, we need a clinical size, we need a space, we need equipments, the PT program, we need faculty to teach these students. Because we're in healthcare, quality is our number one priority. We want to train and educate the next generation of educators in healthcare that could provide high quality healthcare. So we need the support. Please support our students, give us scholarships, support our initiatives. So we need the community support.
Do you feel as though the state is, and this isn't a political question, but is the state recognizing the need as we are aging as a state, and is the legislative body keeping up with the funding to be able to trickle down to a UNF and some of the other institutions in our area?
Yes, I think so, especially compared to other states, state universities, not in Florida. I think Florida, SUS universities are lucky because our legislature has realized how many population moved to this area, and they specifically allocated resources to higher education. And we are lucky to get not only the line funding I just mentioned, but also I think about 50% of our cost were covered by the state funding, where in many other state universities outside of Florida, they don't. They only get 20% or something. So I think in this, yes, we are fortunate.
So Christine and I are parents, and we look at our kids and we see the talents that they have. May, what are the talents that you're looking for in a student who might be a good fit for Brooks College of Health?
Well, we need the smart kids. We need the smart students. And considering every year we have our PT, physical therapy program, every year our applicants, we got more than 200 applicants, and we're only taking 30 at this moment because of the resource limit. So that's why I think a lot of local healthcare organizations are trying to give us resources to support us to double our enrollments over the past 3 years. I think that's a very good sign. And also, because there's a huge demand for our programs, so that's why we need support, and we also can select the smartest out of the smart.
Maisel leads the Brooks College of Health as the interim dean. You are teaching the future generations of those who will take care of us as we age. So no pressure there.
Nah.
Yeah, but we appreciate the work and the effort and the service that you give to this university and this community. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Jacksonville's Morning News, live on location at the University of North Florida.